Kiss FM. It's Weezer. Weezer with Jack and Ron at 98.9 Kiss FM. High today is going to be 67. We got rain coming down. Is it still raining out there? I took a look out the 100,000-watt bulletproof Jack and Ron window a moment ago.
It may pick up a little bit, but right now it's just, if anything, it's just a little drizzle. And that is at least where we are. They may be getting some precipitation elsewhere.
Might be getting some sprinklage elsewhere, but at this point, it's kind of tapering off a little bit and should be. But when I came to work this morning, it was still coming down pretty good.
Yeah, remember, if it's you got a little break, that doesn't mean you have license to speed. Doesn't at all. Kind of ease, because you never know. You hit a wet spot, a little splash, the car unexpectedly gets all that water on the windshield, loses control. You never know, so stop it.
You got to be careful. That's all there is to it. All right, but tomorrow things will change drastically. 82 for the high tomorrow and no rain, so that's good news. By the way, we're celebrating the first anniversary of the Oklahoma Lottery with the Winning Hours of Lotto. You've heard of that, right? The Winning Hours of Lotto. Every hour from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., be listening for the sound of money. When you hear it, be caller 9.
Cha-ching!
Win a pair of Lotto scratch and win tickets, maybe $5,000. But right now, it's to the phone we go. The phone for Jack and Ron's Bible quiz. Hi, who is this?
Jonah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, take care. Now, hold on. Healed. Don't go away. We need to get more info from you. Heal, my friend. Heal. Yeah, it's Lotto hours. We got the Winning Hours of Lotto going on, so be listening for your opportunity to win. Okay, you know what? I held on to this newspaper for some reason, and I was going through my briefcase last night, and sure enough, this came, this popped up. We're talking about gambling and casinos and the gaming machines and all, and I kept this article. It said two new gaming machines with different themes are going to be attracting Oklahoma sports fans. One is called Quarterback Cash. Quarterback Cash features the images of football players wearing crimson and others wearing orange. You know, so you got your OU and got your OSU.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold the train.
Mm-hmm.
If they can go that way, what happened to the Jack and Ron butt scratch cards?
The butt scratch cards for the Lotto, and what about the butt machines for the casinos? Because here, this is the other thing. Another game is soon going to be featuring the likeness of local sports show host Al Ashback. What is that? What has he got to do with it? We were so we championed casino gambling and the lottery, and we can't seem to get a scratch and win with our butts on it, or
a
machine with the butts. We get three butts in a row and win. You know, wouldn't that be simple? Or at least put our likeness up on a damn thing.
Or maybe...
Butts a million.
Here's a five-reel machine, and if you get a butt, or we have our butts together separately, that counts as a wild.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what I mean? And what's the deal? I don't get it. What do we have to do to get some respect?
They have another new one coming out that features the old TV show Hee-Haw.
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 Wait a minute. You mean Hee-haw beats us out?
How the hell does Hee-haw beat us out? Hee-haw doesn't even exist anymore, except in reruns. So talk to about this? You know what it is? And all these people that are part of these the gaming, the casinos, the lottery and all, they know this show. They listen to it. How come we can't seem to get this done? We talked to Scroggins about it. Jim Scroggins last week was on the show from the Lottery Commission. He's the director. And see, he's from another state. He doesn't know anything about the show. He doesn't know anything about the local media. He doesn't know the popularity of this deal and the butt thing. So he's kind of like out of, you know, not in sync with it. But, you know, I would think the people surrounding him would explain to
what
him
about his co-workers?
The importance. Yeah.
What about his co-workers who have lived here all this time?
Yeah.
Who, God, this sounds so egotistical, who have Jack and Ron to thank for their jobs.
All right, we got to take a timeout. We got to do some Lotto stuff here in a little bit, give you an opportunity to win. Also, two tough trivia for the month of October.
But most importantly, coming off the weekend, and I personally observed five soap opera moments. We only need one.
Oh, really?
Five this weekend I saw, and I said, my God, I hope they call in. They have to talk about this.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we do anything, Lori's online, and her boyfriend makes casino games. Lori, are you there?
Yes, thank you. We love you.
We love you, too.
We'll take that time out. Let's come back and get a soap opera moment at 460-9899. That's the number to dial.
Don't be afraid. Sure, you may have been traumatized by what happened or maybe just shocked and taken aback. This is the time to go ahead and cleanse yourself. Purge, call!
460-9899. That's the number. It's area code 405, then 460-9899 right here at KISS.
Man, he just...